Hello and good morning, everyone. Welcome to Don't with David, with your host, David. All right, so I'm on my way to school, and it started raining, and rain always makes me sad. And when I'm sad, I start thinking about friendships. And then this past Saturday, me and my friends, slash my coworkers, had a karaoke night out to have one last hangout with our old store manager because she left to another company. I won't say the names because, you know, I'm not getting sponsored by them. Huh? But you want to sponsor me, sponsor me. And then, I don't know, it was just very bittersweet. Like, it's sad that she's leaving because I've worked with her for 2.5 years now. And we've grown together as a family. Like, just the whole management team and the staff in general. But we're happy for her because, you know, she's stress-free now. She's with a better company. You know, she gets some time to herself now. And, you know, like, friendships are just pure and honestly one of the best things in the world. Like, honestly, if you don't have friends, your life must suck. Like, honestly, there has to be at least someone that you can vent to, you can talk to. Like, you can just go out and hang out with. And then, you know, some friendships are good, some are bad. You grow and learn from them. It is what it is. That's how life works. And then, you know, I'm 21 years old. I ain't that old. But throughout the years, like, I've learned what a good friendship has and what a bad one has. And I've been both the bad friend and the good friend. But, you know, I take the bad friendships and I learn from it and I grow from it. Like, the bad friendships were, like, honestly, it just went downhill fast. And I'm part to take blame from it, but, you know, that's the story for another day. So if you want to hear those stories, just let me know. But, yeah, like the first thing I think of a friendship is that you guys should at least have one thing in common, because you can't start a friendship and or a companionship if there's nothing in common for you guys to talk about. Like, whether you don't like someone, whether you like one type of music, whether you don't like one type of music, whether you like eating this or eating that, it's, you know, it's whatever. It takes one common ground for everyone to get along, and you grow, and you use that as the foundation, and you just learn about each other, and then you just form a friendship from there. Like, some friendships can just stay as friendships, some can go on to relationships, some can go on to marriage, or you can become, like, freaking best friends forever. I'm gonna try not to curse because this is just my first podcast and I don't want to get not sponsored because I curse too much, which is the trouble that I really have, because I have a potty mouth. Like, to be honest, anyone that knows me, I curse a lot. But yeah, so let's get started with friendships for today's episode. I would like to say I've had a lot of good friendships in my life so far. Most of them kind of fell off after we graduated high school, but, like, you know, that's how life is. Some people stay in contact with each other, some don't. For me, I think good friendships can literally not talk for each other for a long time, and then when you start talking to each other, like, you just catch up. It's not like, oh, hey, how's it been? And it just stays awkward. Like, you can literally stop from the last time you guys talk and catch up with each other, and honestly, that can take a whole day, a whole week, maybe months. You never know. It depends on how long you haven't seen each other. Yeah, honestly, I want to start with best friends, because I think best friends are literally the best friendships. And as a best friend, I would like to say I've had a good handful of best friends in my life so far. I currently don't really have one right now, just because I don't really like to socialize and talk to people in the first place. So I don't know what's going to make me think that I want to go around and talk to random people and be like, oh my god, let's be best friends. No. I hate people. I mean, I talk to them and I deal with them because that's how you go far in life. But, you know, sometimes talking to people can be a fun thing and a good thing. And sometimes it's just, why am I wasting my time with you? Let's see, the first time I realized I had a best friend was in middle school. Her name was Nasia. I think we were best friends for 7th and 8th grade. And then when we left middle school, we both went to two different high schools because Like, she's a very sweet and kind person. And, like, honestly, like, when people say opposite attract, they're literally opposite attract. Like, yeah, like, I was a shy, quiet kid, but once you get to know me, I'm kind of loud. And I'm pretty sure I can be pretty annoying and ignorant and hard-headed because that's just how I am. But she's always remained calm and collected. Like, she has, like, a calm, soothing voice. And she's like that voice in your head that tells you not to do things. But you still do it anyways because you don't want to listen to your conscience. And then, you know, we separated. We didn't talk again until, like, when she actually transferred to my high school. I don't know how, but she came our junior year. And, you know, I talked to her now and then, but I didn't really talk to her like how we used to talk to. And it's just one of those things that you remember each other, you can still continue your friendships, but, like, that closeness that brought you together in the first place, like, it just isn't there, because, you know, it's been years since we've seen each other, and it was kind of weird. And then going to freshman year, I've met Miriam, who, actually, I found out who was actually from Cali, which I thought was really fun. I always wanted to go there, but I met her in my English class, and then we literally just hit it off right off the bat. I don't remember what brought us together, but I don't know, she was very quirky. She actually taught me a little bit more about myself that I didn't know, especially coming from middle school, where it's a world of, oh, I gotta hide stuff from everyone, because, you know, if you don't, and people find out, gossip starts, sometimes bullying starts. And I didn't want to go through that, but yeah, like, she was like a ray of sunshine that I really needed in my life during those few years, because those were some dark years mentally. And then, you know, after freshman year, she moved. She went back to Cali with her family, which was very sad, because, I mean, because I ended up transferring to another high school when they first opened, and I'm pretty sure she was gonna go too, so I was gonna be so excited, like, oh, we're gonna spend the rest of high school, like, as really best friends, and blah, blah, blah. But, like, it was really, really sad when she left. Like, it was honestly so sad. Like, I even offered to come, like, help her pack with me, but she didn't want me to, because she was gonna sob and cry. I don't know, it was so sad. And then, going from freshman year to sophomore year, I got closer with a friend that I've known since elementary school, but I didn't talk to her in elementary school. This was one of those friendships that was kind of, like, weird, like, you didn't know where it was headed, but, you know, it was a good thing. Her name was Ediana. Honestly, she was very pure and happy. Honestly, I think every best friend I've had was, like, legit all females, which I don't have a problem with, but there's just, like, I don't know, they're just, like, completely different me. I think I became best friends with them because they each had a quality in them that I didn't have for myself and that I really needed in my life, which is honestly a sad thing to say that I couldn't find that in me, but at least I had the opportunity to find it in someone else, you know, because if I can have it for myself, then someone could provide it for me, which sounds very weird. But yeah, like, that friendship, like, I don't know, it ended pretty downhill, and I would like to say most of it was my fault. I don't know, I think I was, like, such a big butt in high school at times, but I took that and I grew from it. I recently saw her a few days ago, because I work in retail, and then she stopped by the store, and, you know, yeah, honestly, like, it brought back some memories that I wish I forgot, because they were not very pleasant ones. But, you know, I take the bait for it because it really is my fault. But you live and you learn. And then the last best friend I have and / had, I haven't talked to her in a while. Her name was Evelyn. She was, oh lord, she was a pocketful of something. Not in a bad way, but, you know, we all had our good and bad days, but for some reason for her, like, we clicked. clicked off on every note possible. And then honestly, she was one of the people who made me realize who I really am as a person. And I'm really thankful for her, and I love her to death. And I wish her well, because I know I'm pretty sure she's living her life right now in said city. Don't need to give out no locations away, because, you know, people are stalkers. But yeah, like, I don't know, like, we've been through really good times together. We've been through some down patches together. And, you know, like, it's one of the, like, you know, friendships are like, you can all have good days together, but, like, when you guys are having bad days, you know when the other person's having a bad day or in a bad mood. Or sometimes, like, y'all cannot talk for days because maybe one is mad at the other, which is what happens if you happen a few times with us. And then, you know, like, you just let that person be until they're ready to talk again. And then, you know, y'all apologize, y'all do a little huggy-huggy, and you move on and continue your friendship. Okay, I'm saying friendship too much. But yeah, like, and then now, I think after I graduated, I think the last time I talked to any of my friends from high school was literally that summer of. And I think when they came back to visit that following year for spring break, I believe we hung out that one last time. And I think that was the last time I ever spoken to any of my friends from high school, which is really sad. And I know communication is two-way, which honestly, I could just reach out to them and I hang out, but I truly hate being that first person. Because every time I text someone first, I always sound like I'm needy, because then I text them. Like, I'll probably send like 2 or 3 messages to make sure they get the message. And they're probably like, what the heck is wrong with you? Like, why are you sending me 3 messages at once? I can see your first message. But you know, it is what it is. That's how life is. That's just how I am. College, like, I went to community college, like, I was just like, I'm not gonna talk to anyone. But I did see a few old friends from time to time, and I caught up with them. But it wasn't like, oh, let's meet up every single day and, you know, sit down and chat and do homework together. I just showed up to class and I went home. I hated being in school. I still hate being in school, and I graduated this year. I'm trying to be done with it, but honestly, I don't know what to do with my life. And then I transferred to university. That first year, didn't talk to no one at all. I mean, the people I talked to was because I was forced to for group projects. But after that, we never kept in contact. If I see them in the hall, in school every now and then, I'll say, hey. And that's about it. But there was one girl that was literally at least in one class every semester I had when I transferred. And then I honestly never really talked to her that much. Not until this past school year. Because we had another class together. We had finance together. Finance was honestly hell. But we got through it together. And then, like, we always sat in the same row, in the same seats in every single class. Because that's just, well, because I'm left-handed, so I have to sit on the left side of every row in order to use that table. Otherwise, I'm going to be turning, like, 45 degrees to write notes in any other seat. And I'm pretty sure people are going to hate me for doing this. Yeah, and we hit it off. Like, she was the same. I found out she was the same major as I was. She listened to K-pop too, which I love K-pop. If y'all don't know, I freaking love K-pop. I mean, I don't know names like that, but you know, I know music. And then we just started hanging out. Like, we went to the labs together to do homework. We learned a lot about each other. I also learned that she likes to write and blog as well. And then she told me about this Korean culture organization at school that I joined, which I really like. I mean, I don't go to any of the meetings or anything because I really don't have time, because I don't want to stay at school for an extra 6 hours after my classes for a meeting. But you know, like, we're in a we ended up being in the same family together because I wanted to be with at least one person I know. And then that brought me back together with an old friend I had back in church school, because he's, I guess you can say, he's the dad of the family. Like, he's the leader of the family. And, you know, we go way back to church school for, like, honestly, I was in church school for 10 years. which was the biggest waste of time of my life. But, you know, I made a lot of good friendships there. And I'd say hi to them every now and then. I still talk to them. It's not like we forget about each other. You know, because, you know, Jesus brought us together. But, yeah. And then when I got my second job at the retail store I'm at now, like, that really pushed my boundaries to talk to people, because I had to talk to customers and a lot of coworkers, which I just hated socializing in general. It just gives me big anxiety that I have to talk to people. And then, like, all my coworkers that I've already, like my fellow managers know, like, I tell them, like, when I work with someone new, I'm not going to say one single word to them. Just because, first of all, I'm shy and I don't know you. It's going to take me a while to at least say one word to you. I'll say hi, and that's it, and I'll train you, but I'm not going to say that much to you. But, like, even my associates know that, like, it took me at least 3 weeks working with each of them to even, like, have a full-blown conversation with them. For me, at work-wise, I want to see how they work before, like, I cut a little bit of slack and get comfortable with them. But, you know, like, they're all good workers. We all got along pretty well. And then, honestly, I'm really grateful for that. Because there are a lot of places where people just don't get along with each other, but they stay at that job because maybe for the money, or they can't find another job, or maybe that's their dream job. But we all get well along together. Like, I know the pay isn't very reasonable, and I'll just leave it at that. They know what I'm talking about. But yeah, like honestly, like, the coworkers I have now, I don't think I've ever been close with anyone since high school, which is honestly such a grateful thing for me to have. Because, especially, like, because I don't talk to any of my old friends that much anymore. I'm pretty sure we're gonna reunite eventually, like, high school reunion. I don't know if I want to show up to that. But yeah, there's that. And then, honestly, like we're all around the same age, so we get along very well. I mean, my old store manager, they're older than us, but, you know, like, we all get along really well. We work well together as a team. Like, we get along together. Like, we're basically a whole other family aside from our immediate family. Like, working at the store has honestly made me so grateful for life. Even though these customers are the biggest pain in the butt. But that's another story for another day, because I have a lot to rant about at school. Well, that was just some backstory of my friendships that I've had so far. I want to dig deep into what really makes a friendship, and all the qualities that makes it strong, and honestly, that makes y'all grow as people. Because if you don't grow as a person, then the people you have in your life will not be considered your friend. Point blank. Period. The first thing that I think is very important in a friendship, or even a best friendship, I guess, I don't know if that's a word, is communication. As in the words of another customer that I almost fought once, yelling at her daughter, she said, "Communication is key," which I think is the truth in any interaction you have with a human being or animal in your life. If you can't speak to someone else, nothing is gonna get done. Whether you want to be friends with them, whether you want to date them, or whether you want to do business with them, whether you even want a pet. Like, if you don't open your mouth and speak for yourself, nothing's gonna be taken a step further. You're gonna stay in step zero, where you have always been, and where you're gonna continue to be unless you open your mouth to say some words. It could be as simple from a, "Hey, how you doing?" Or like, "I like this," or "I like that," or "Do you do this?" or "Do you that?" Or, like, just even, like, if you just acknowledge them at least once, they're gonna feel pretty grateful, because they're gonna be like, "Oh, I didn't know they were paying attention," or blah, 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 blah. Like, I've been through that. Like, sometimes I don't ever open my mouth because, once again, I don't like talking to people. And I have absolutely regretted it. But there are times where I actually grow some balls, metaphorically, literally. And I just take a step and I actually talk to someone and open my mouth. Because if you want to get something done, you have to do it yourself. You can't stand there and wait for the other party or the other person to take the first step, because they might not even be even thinking about the same thing that you're wanting to do. So unless you open your mouth and you say something first, everything is going to be on level zero. And then communication is the foundation of everything. If you don't communicate, you're not going to find interest. You're not going to find about hobbies, music taste, like anything. You're not going to learn anything about the other person, especially if you do find them interesting and intriguing, because you can keep wandering for the rest of your life, but unless you say something first, you're going to keep wandering. And then the next thing I think that's really important of a friendship is trustworthy. And trustworthy can be a vague topic for everyone, but it's layman term. You have to trust the other person if you want to have a friendship. You're not going to want to associate yourself with, honestly, fake people. If you even have to doubt for a second, like, oh, if I tell them, are they going to tell so-and-so or whatever, you know? What is this card doing? And honestly, like, if you can't trust the person, like, just don't even bother talking to them. Because who's to say that they could be trustworthy to one person, but trying to pretend to be your friend and backstab you in the end, you know? And that's speaking from experience. I have been on both sides. I'm not very proud of it, but I've been on both sides. And I'm speaking about it. Which is another story for another time, so, you know, let me know if you want to hear that story. And then quality number three, or characteristic number three, for a good friendship, after communication and trust, it's just basically, you have to put in the effort. It's just, I wouldn't consider a friendship as like a job or like a chore, but if you want to maintain that friendship, or if you want to be friends with someone, you have to understand that you have to meet them halfway, because they can't, it's kind of like a relationship. You can't have one person putting the effort 24/7, 365 days of the year, and you're giving them zilch, nada, nothing. Like, if they're putting in the effort to learn about you and all that good stuff, why would they keep trying if they're going to realize that you're not doing any, like, you're not, I wouldn't say contributing to the friendship, but you're not adding value to their life. Because we can talk to anyone, literally, and they can add zero value to our life. And that's because there's nothing for them to teach us, or second, they're just not interested. And you can tell when they're not interested, it's because they're going to have those dry responses like, yeah, okay, I feel you. I see you. Okay. Like, honestly, like, someone who is putting an effort in a relationship would ask follow-up questions. They would add commentary as well, like constructive criticism and or compliments and or like friendly insults. It's just depending on who you're friends with, because I have friends where I can like literally insult them or give them shade, but they know that I'm joking while pointing it out, you know? But if you're intentionally trying to hurt someone, that's just a crappy thing to do. Let's see. Is there a fourth thing? Because I honestly only think communication, trust, and putting in the effort are like top qualities of a friendship. Because everything else based on the friendship can be built around those. I don't think there's really anything else, honestly. You gotta open your mouth and keep the communication up. Otherwise, you're basically ghosting them. To be honest, you gotta be trustworthy, because nobody wants a fake friend at all. Like, you can't probably won't even feel any indifferent if you're not putting in the effort in the first place. But, you know, it is how it is. Let's see. Ooh, I kind of want to talk about this next. I don't know if I should make it into the same segment or leave it for another time. Wanted to talk about was growing as a person from your friendships. Honestly, you can't have people in your life if they're not going to teach you a lesson. Well, I would say life lesson, or if they're not going to add value anyway, because we learn something new every day. Like, honestly, the friends I have now, they continue to teach me new things every day. Like, I learn new stuff about them. I'm learning, like, what I should do, what I shouldn't do in certain situations. Like, I'm learning based on their experiences, and honestly, if you have someone who doesn't really live their life, or they don't really do anything with their life, and it's just the same stories repeatedly, or it's just no seasoning with them, I wouldn't be as mean to say drop them, but I don't know, maybe you can learn to not be as dry as them. Maybe you can learn that you should do more with your life. But if friends can't teach you to be a better person or allow you to grow into the person you want to be, then they shouldn't be your friends. Yeah, we have all had toxic friends in our lives. And you know, they bring hell to our lives. But honestly, if you don't allow those experiences to make you learn from it, and let you learn the signs of a toxic person, then what have you been doing this whole time? You're just letting all this crap happen to you for no reason, and then you're just gonna allow the next crappy person to enter your lives and repeat the cycle all over again just because you were hard-headed. I mean, friendship can teach you bad things as well. Y'all know at least one person that steals all the time. I don't think I do. Which could be a lie, because they probably do and I just don't know about it. But you can learn not to steal all the time, because one day their butt's gonna get busted, you're gonna be visiting them in a jail cell, or they're gonna ask you to bail them out of jail. I honestly be like, no. Like, F you. Why would I help you out if you've been doing all this crappy stuff? But I think a good friend teaches you character. Teaches you morale, ethics. Let's see. They can honestly teach you mentality as well. I know a few people who don't have the best mentality because of stress or whatever's going on in their lives. But I also know good people who's always positive all the time. And honestly, it's honestly gross sometimes, because a person that's happy 24/7. I'm just is there something wrong with you? But, you know, they teach me that they look at the bright sides of everything, they let the bad things go, or they try to turn it around to make it better for them. And I know a specific someone who's happy all the time, who's a ray of sunshine, and she knows who I am just talking about. I hope she knows who I'm talking about, because if she don't, then oh my lanta. And then, speaking of growing as a person, I've seen a lot of friendships that blossom into relationships, which I honestly think is such a cool I wasn't that specific on friendships, but you know, this was just, I guess, like a little tease or introduction. It's probably like 25 minutes long, but this is just like a little intro to what I think friendships are, or how they work, and how they can make your life better. But thank you for listening to this first episode. I hope you guys stay for more in the future. I'm very grateful to the ones who listen and to the ones that actually said that I should be doing this, which honestly, I think we keep doing this because it's so fun drinking tea in the car and driving and talking, because honestly, when I'm driving, that's the only free time I have to be by myself and actually talk. So I know the audio is probably not the best thing ever, but I had a lot of fun doing this. Even though people driving around me are like, when I'm stopping at red lights, they're gonna be like, who this boy talking to? Because I talk a lot with my hands, so I'm doing a lot of hand gestures while I'm driving. Which, don't try this at home, or don't do this in your car. Keep your hands on the wheel, and I will see you guys for the next episode. Alrighty, have a fantastic day. Oh, on a last quick note, don't be the crappy friend and just wreak havoc on people's lives. Like, honestly, that's not fun at all. Like, it's just like I don't know what makes someone would think that they could do this all the time. So don't be a crappy person, and don't let people be crappy to you. That's the moral of the story. That's the moral of friendships. Like, just don't be a crappy person. Don't take crap from other people. But do be a good friend and be a good person, because being a good person takes you far in life. Okay, have a fantastic day. Guys, see you next time. Bye.